Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley. I'm here with the one and only Justin Hires.
Hey, hey, hey. Thanks for having me.
That's a good name when you're going on auditions.
That's very true.
You get hired.
Too bad I never get hired. No,
Well, we got hired in Rush Hour. You guys remember the old 90s movie with Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker? Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth? I mean, it's part of pop culture now. When did before you go into your version, when did you see that one? Did you grow up watching it?
I grew up watching them. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of the franchise. I saw them when they first came out. I saw all of them in the theaters. And Chris Tucker is literally one of the reasons why I got into comedy.
Why do you say that?
I mean, you know, I saw him in the movie Friday when I was in elementary school or something, and I thought he was literally one of the funniest people I've ever seen in my life when I saw that movie. And I was like, you know, if I could be half as funny as that guy, maybe I could have a career in Hollywood, and that's what I am. I'm half as funny.
You mentioned Friday. Believe it or not, I don't know how long you're in town. You probably got a jet, but Ice Cube is in town. They're promoting Barbershop.
And oh, is he?
He's not right out the window.
Where? I'm looking out the window.
I don't know why I'm pointing right out
there. Where are you, Cube?
It's downtown at, I think, Busboys and Poets. And
I actually know the director from that Barbershop movie, so I might hit him up and see
they're giving free haircuts downtown.
Oh, I could use a line. Yo, I'm not joking. I might actually try to get down there today to get a lineup because I'm going to Atlanta tomorrow.
Yeah. How did we get on that? Oh, yeah, because of Friday, Chris Tucker.
I was a huge fan of him growing up. And so this is a dream come true. As a comedian, this is literally a dream job.
Yeah. Now, tell me about, so you're in that same role. It's the same character that Tucker played in Rush Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell me about who's the new role of the Jackie Chan role?
His name is John Fu. He's an incredible martial artist. He's actually from the UK. He's actually Irish and Chinese. That's his background. So he speaks with a British accent in his regular life. But on the show, he speaks with the accent. And I think it's important for everyone to know that, you know, on this show, we're not doing a Chris Tucker and a Jackie Chan impression. It's not an imitation. We're doing Detective Carter and Detective Lee. Right. And so we're definitely making these characters our own. So even myself, you know, I bring my own comedic voice to the character. Mm-hmm. And hopefully people will watch it and appreciate what we're doing with them.
It's a similar thing. It's off the top of my head. Today we did a piece where we interviewed someone that's doing Annie, the musical, and is the woman that played Miss Hannigan, and she was saying the same thing, where it's like, you're not being Carol Burnett's version of Miss Hannigan. You want to make it your own. So,
absolutely. Yeah. I think the success of this show really depended on if we can make these characters our own, because nobody wants to see us do Chris and Jackie. They already did it. They did it brilliantly.
Straight rehash wouldn't fly.
Yeah, it wouldn't fly.
You got to make it your own.
You got to make it your own. So that's what we're doing on the show, absolutely.
How do you go about making it your own?
Well, I'll tell you, doing stand-up comedy for almost nine years, you develop your own comedic voice, your own comedic timing, delivery. And so through that process, you develop, I've developed what Justin Hires is as a comedian. And so fortunately, you know, I'm able to transition that into my acting and bring that same personal comedic sensibilities to the role.
You said 9 years doing stand-up?
Yeah.
Where did you take me into when you got into it? You said you grew up in Florida?
Yeah, I originally grew up in Florida. That's when I knew I wanted to do comedy. I dabbled in it when I went to college in Atlanta. So the first time I ever performed is when I was attending college.
What school?
Clark Atlanta University, majoring in mass comm, radio, TV, and film, actually.
Nice. Yeah. You've come full circle.
I have. I have, actually. And then when I moved to Los Angeles in 2007, that's when I really decided I wanted to really pursue stand-up full time. So I went to the comedy store my first time in Los Angeles. I go to the comedy store, and guess who's on stage? Chris Rock.
Are you serious?
Yeah. As soon as I walk, he's like, "What's up, everybody? Come on, man. Come on, man." So I was like, "Holy crap, this is meant to be," because he's one of my like stand-up comedian idols.
Same.
And so to be the first person I saw on a stage in Los Angeles.
The bug bit you, man.
Yeah, I was like, yo, this is meant to be. And then I went head first into it. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Chris Rock stand-up?
It's between
Bigger and Blacker
and Bring the Pain. I love both of those. And matter of fact, I just watched Bigger and Blacker maybe 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
My brother and I, twin bro, we taped that off HBO and wore that thing out. It's
brilliant.
Oh my God.
I mean, he's something special. I saw him prepare for the Oscars. Yeah. I saw him at the comedy clubs working on that material before he did the Oscars this year. Yeah. So yeah, man, I'm a huge fan of that guy.
What brought you, what made you go to LA? You're just like, hey, if I need to be in this, this is where I need to be.
Absolutely. You know, I was actually interning at a radio station in Atlanta. And, you know, I was having some success as an intern.
What station?
V103. And I'm actually going there tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
To do an interview. So
thanks for hitting WTOP first.
Yeah, exactly. but talk about coming full circle. You know, I went from being an intern there to now being able to be a guest on that station. But, you know, I realized Atlanta, the market was only so big, and I realized the actors there, I felt like, were only getting certain roles, like guest star roles and stuff like that, and recurring roles.
Right.
And I realized if I ever wanted to be the lead on a show, I saw that the casting was happening in Los Angeles. So I just had to believe in myself and leap out on faith and move out to Los Angeles to pursue that dream.
It paid off. Now you're in TV's Rush Hour.
Yeah.
Talk about when you first heard about it and the audition and all that.
Well, it was crazy. One of my friends actually was offered the role, and he decided not to do it. And so he told me about it, and I had my representation looking to getting me an audition. And originally, I couldn't audition because I was attached to another pilot for another network. And so I was attached to that. So contractually,
right,
I couldn't even really, like, I could audition, but I didn't know, like, if they would allow
me to.
What
was the show? So I can weave it in there?
Well, it was actually called, it was a pilot I did with Ken Jeong, who has his own show on ABC right now.
Okay.
So we had a show together, and I played, like, one of the friends on that show, and it was for another network. And, yeah, so anyways, fast forward. They had to do some recasting on that show, and so we were both kind of open, and he went off and booked, got his show picked up on his network, and then I was able to then audition for Rush Hour for CBS, and everything worked out. He got his show, I got my show.
Yeah.
He making more money because he owned his show. he the EP on his show.
Right now he's making more money. Right. Someday soon, man.
Yeah, no, I'm working on it. So
tell
yeah.
me, in this the TV CBS Rush Hour, it's created by, I believe, wasn't the guy from one of the guys from Scrub?
Absolutely.
And Cougar Town.
It's Bill Lawrence.
Yeah.
Bill Lawrence. I was just on the phone with him yesterday. I mean, you know, when you have somebody like Bill Lawrence, you really feel like you're in great hands. You know, this is somebody with a very high success rate with television. So, you know, he leads us and hope, you know, all you can hope for is that, you know, you put your best foot forward and that people embrace what you're doing. But, you know, when you're in the hands of Warner Brothers, CBS, and Bill Lawrence, I mean, that's a recipe for success.
Tell me about the writing. Is it, I assume if it's Rush Hour, it's got to be really, you know, quick and smart, but also is there some cool crime drama elements?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the major difference between the series and the film franchise is that this at times some episodes are more dramatic than others, some episodes are funnier than others. So it really just depends on the case. It depends on, you know, if a joke is appropriate. We wanted to make sure that with my character, definitely that I was grounded so that we could sustain 13 episodes. You know, it's one thing to be like the loud wisecracking dude for an hour and 30 minutes, and it's another thing to do it for 13 episodes. And so you don't want to burn out on me being like, hey everybody, hey everybody, hey. They're like, all right, calm down. Like, why the hell are you so excited?
Yeah, exactly.
you're eating lunch on the scene.
Take his coffee away.
Right. Like, why is he so excited in the scene?
Yeah. So,
there's a dead man on the floor. So
can you believe the chalk outline?
Yeah, can you believe, look at the chalk. They're like, all right, calm down. Like, what is he on? What is Carter on? Carter just did a line of coke.
he's sniffing the chalk.
Right, he's sniffing the chalk. Like, ooh, this is good. So we definitely wanted to make sure that my character was grounded. And so I think, you know, I'm not cracking jokes in every scene, but there are jokes there. And I think the same way Chris Tucker excelled in the comedy department, I think people will really appreciate what I do in the dramatic department when I kind of bring it down and I'm a little more serious in these scenes. It shows some range.
Yeah, and that'll allow you to then branch off in future roles. You might land a comedy role off of this or a drama.
Absolutely,
role off of
it. And that's what I feel so fortunate about, that, you know, it's not just the comedy, it's an action comedy, and of course with action comedy is loaded with drama in those moments. And yeah, I think people are going to really be able to say, oh wow, he could do comedy and drama.
What are some of the, let's say, crimes or cases you guys explore in season one here?
There's a lot, man.
I don't want to give away too much,
but I mean, we got like
murders, robbery.
We have it all. We cover the spectrum. I have no idea what detectives we are because most detectives have a specific thing they do. We do robberies. We do murders. We cover the theft. We cover the full spectrum of criminal activity, and we're damn good at what we do. We solve them cases.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, at the end of that episode, that case is solved.
Enough time to fly to the East Coast and talk to WTOP. You know, you're that good. You know the criminals won't do anything while you're gone.
Exactly. Exactly. We have explode, man. I think the action, we got explosions on the show. Yeah. We got shootouts. We got chases. I mean, the production value and what we do on this show is great.
And is it set in Los Angeles?
It's set in Los Angeles.
So how much of the city does it play a character in?
Man, this city is like another character. You know, this city should get it. Oh, this city did get a check. Now that I think about it, I'm about to say this city should get a check. Yeah. They made their money. Yeah. I mean, it's so crazy. Like, we shut down on Long Beach Highway. Yeah. On the first day of school, we're a-holes. we're like, forget the kids. Yeah. We got to shoot this show. The city really plays like another character. People get to see Venice Beach. They get to see downtown. They get to see, like, the Disney Concert Hall. They get to see the streets and alleys of Los Angeles. I mean, you really feel like you're in the city when you're watching the show.
And the Emmy nomination goes to Los Angeles.
I know, right? I'll have to applaud. I'm like, yeah, that's good. Good for them.
Supporting actor, Los Angeles.
Man.
That's cool. Remind us when we can watch it. CBS.
What it's time? CBS, March 31st, 10 o'clock.
Is it always going to be on what day?
Thursdays, which is a very great day. I mean, Thursday slot is, I think that's the number one watched day of television. Yeah. So that let us know that the CBS really believed in this product. Yeah. Right.
What show are you guys coming out of or leading into? You know, usually they pair them.
Yeah.
Know?
Well, we're actually on their comedy block, which is great. Two Broke Girls is our lead in, but that's the same night of Big Bang Theory and Life in Pieces, and I think Mom. So we have some very successful shows leading us in, you know, and we, you know, they'll pass us baton and hopefully we don't drop it.
From Two Broke Girls to Two Guys.
To Two Guys. That's very true. That's very true. Well, you know, John is going to be a sex symbol, my co-star. So hopefully the women tune in for him.
Yeah. Why not you, man? Maybe both of you guys.
You know, I look all right with my shirt off. I look okay.
What's the relationship working with John?
Man, he's great. Yeah. Yo, he's the real deal when it comes to martial arts. I always tell people he's a natural introvert and I'm a natural extrovert. And we are the perfect yin and yang. And I think that's why chemistry is so great on and off camera. It's like that perfect odd couple that creates nothing but high energy and comedic comedic gold, I think.
Yeah. And what would he, if he was sitting here and you weren't in the room, what would he say about working with you?
He would say, Justin Hyers, he's a very peculiar character. he's a stand-up comedian, and he does comedy. That's my bruv. He liked to say bruv a lot. He'd be like, he's my bruv. Yeah. Because, like I said, he actually speaks. For anybody that forgot, he's British. So his natural talking voice is British. Yeah. And then he puts on the Chinese accent for the show. Shows how great he is.
Away than people, Idris Elba and the rest. They just switch it on and off.
I know.
I don't know how they do it.
I don't know. He earns his money.
Yeah. Awesome. Is there anything else we need to add? Anything else we left out?
I'm going on tour. Yeah.
So, what are you working on next? Film, TV wise, and B, your stand up career. What's up? What's on tap?
Definitely. What's next is stand up. I'm going on tour, headlining the country for the first time. So I'll be in Baltimore, Maryland, actually, April 14th through the 16th at the Baltimore Comedy Factory.
Awesome.
Then I'll be in Denver the following weekend at Comedy Works. And then just loading up more dates. So I'll be all over the country doing that. And when it comes to TV, I'm just working on some other projects, you know, working on developing some other things.
Keep it close to the vest.
Watch
Rush Hour first.
Get to know me. Enjoy the show. Tell your friends about it. And just sit back, relax, and enjoy it.
All right. You heard it here. Rush Hour on March 31st.
March 31st, CBS, 10 o'clock, Thursdays.
Thanks, man. Thanks so much. This was awesome.
Thanks for having me.